Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly discusses the Pats' upcoming game, and this week it's their final game of the regular season against division foe, the Miami Dolphins. Hear his points to success and 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Houston's loss last week sets up a little bit of drama here for Week 17, but for any of that to matter, the Patriots need to take care of business against Miami. I think at the start here, the most important factor for the Patriots, and this is the thing that has been troubling them in recent weeks, New England needs to get off to a better start. They've all talked about it. Tom Brady, Vince Wilfork, Wes Welker, Bill Belichick, you name it. They were not happy last week with the way they opened the game against Jacksonville. And if you go back to San Francisco, they fell behind 31-3. Obviously, that's not what we're looking for either. The Patriots need to come out focused and ready to play regardless of what happens in the other games. They need to establish some momentum. Offensively, they need to move the football consistently, and defensively, get off the field. But regardless, a good start is imperative this week. Now, one thing that would really help in that regard would be some pass protection. And there have been some problems in recent weeks. In November, they had a four-game stretch where Tom Brady was sacked just once. Over the last four games, he's gone down 11 times, and he's been hit at least twice that many times. The offensive line, I know they're banged up. These guys need to find a way to come together. They need to protect Tom Brady. He's taking too many hits lately. That's affecting the offense. It's affecting the passing game, and they haven't been as efficient on third down as they would like to be. So it all starts up front. The offensive line needs to protect Tom Brady. Now, the Patriots defense is dealing with some injuries of their own, most notably in the secondary. I think we saw some effects of that against Jacksonville. Chad Henne threw for about 350 yards. But that was without Aqib Talib for the most part and without Alphonso Dennard at all. They'd like to get those guys back in there, but if they can't go against Miami, regardless of the personnel, I'd like to see some tighter coverage. Devin McCourty from safety to corner, I like him at safety better at this point, and I've been one of those guys all along. I wanted to keep him at corner, but clearly the results say otherwise. So I want to see him stay at safety. I'd like to see some tighter coverage regardless. Brian Hartline was open a few times in the first meeting. Ryan Tannehill just didn't get him the ball. So, regardless of the personnel, I want to see some tighter coverage. I want to see some better tackling, some better angles. That secondary needs to tighten up. Now, when you come to prediction time, there are a lot of variables at stake here. It's really hard to tell exactly how the Patriots are going to approach this one, but they do have the luxury of starting at 425. So they see what happens with Houston. They see what happens with Baltimore even, if that isn't of any importance to them. The Houston Texans game, if they lose, obviously the Patriots can secure a bye by winning the football game. And if that's the case, I expect Bill Belichick to go wire to wire with his frontline players and try to get that bye. If Houston wins, that changes things. I don't think they feel the same confidence level with the Denver game. So I say play the starters until you know what happens. And in that regard, either way, I think the Patriots win this football game. I think they get off to a better start. I don't think they're happy with the way they've been playing. I think Tom Brady will come out throwing, and I think he'll have some success. I think they'll have a lead, and even if they have to come out of the game, it'll be enough to win 27-17. That's going to put a wrap on the regular season, and we'll have to wait and see if we're back next week with a wild card or if we get a week off.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.